Tomorrow, a jury will hear the final pleas from both prosecutors and the defense in the trial in the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. Three men face multiple charges, including felony murder for killing Arbery, an unarmed black man, after chasing him down in a pickup truck. News Nation's Janelle Fort joining us live now from Georgia with a look at tomorrow's proceedings. Janelle.
Well, yeah, Ruta Bay, tomorrow attorneys will get their last crack at trying to sway that mostly white jury. And again, this is a case where race is at the forefront. The defense is arguing that father and son, Greg and Travis McMichael, and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, suspected that Ahmaud Arbery had been stealing from homes in their neighborhood and were trying to conduct a legitimate citizen's arrest when they chased down and cornered the 25-year-old jogger last year. They say Travis McMichael shot Arbery in self-defense, but prosecutors, on the other hand, are arguing the use of force was excessive and unwarranted, and that the three white men targeted Arbery because he was black. Now, tomorrow's closing arguments come after 10 days of court proceedings, more than 20 witnesses on the stand, and drama in the courtroom over the presence of civil rights activists sitting with the Arbery family. Defense attorneys motioned for a mistrial after hundreds of black pastors prayed outside the courthouse last Thursday, and they argued that it's intimidating the disproportionately white jury. Now, the judge denied that request, and now charging documents could be handed over to the jury as early as tomorrow afternoon. There is one cause of concern, though, and that's that Thanksgiving is this upcoming Thursday, and it's still unclear what plans the court has if the jury doesn't reach a verdict by the holiday. Ruta Bay.
And Janelle, Arbery's mother's lawyer says a defense attorney in the case asked for a plea deal. What do we know about that?
Well, yeah, Ruta Bay, Lee Merritt told us that Kevin Gall, who's representing William Roddy Bryan, had asked the prosecution for a plea deal. It's unclear the terms of that plea deal, but we do know that Merritt says that the prosecutor swiftly turned the deal down. When we asked Kevin Gall about that Friday morning, he denied knowing anything about it. And when we reached out to the district attorney, they wouldn't comment on it either.
All right, Janelle Fort in Georgia for us. Thank you.